Session number 11038, reel 11.
Mr. Bill Towers, reel 11. We were talking about this dance you organised. Now, this was... I've got the programme and thing here.
Yeah.
This was a carnival supper dance at the Town Hall, Leeds, on the 12th of November, 1930.
Yeah.
Now, the branch had been formed in 1927, it says
here. Yes,
yes. And you'd had this row with about the chairmanship and the secretaryship.
Yeah.
Although your membership had lapsed, it seems you were still working.
I still worked for them, still thought of them.
And what happened at this dance? I mean, well, you were the, in the press cutting, it says you were the joint promoter.
Yes, that's it. Well, it was. This chap, he did most of it. But he organised it for me and that. And the bless my home. And it put Leeds on the map. These people had never heard of it. So when they all were there and the cuttings in the paper, Leeds blossomed after that. But it appears I wasn't a member. I didn't know till after. Till it come, they were giving these certificates out, and they checked up, and said you wasn't a member. And I was working for them.
What work did you do then? What
well, I only did hospital visitation, because I was working all week. And it was my day off.
So you'd started the hospital visits even before the war?
Yes, no, I think it, during the war we started that.
Right, I've got
during the war.
And what were you doing before the war?
Nothing really, not much.
Just this dinner dance?
Yes, that was the only thing I did. Because I was working at my full time, I never had any time off.
This row, I'm just wondering whether this row you had...
I didn't have a row actually, I says that's the end of it. I'll never come again while he's chairman.
Wouldn't that have happened after this dinner dance? That might explain it better.
No, it didn't. It was before the dinner dance. But I didn't know he'd been taken off the chairmanship. I'd never heard.
So the row would be in 1927 when it was formed?
Yes, when it was formed. And I didn't have a row. I just said, well, I'm not coming again, whatever he's chairman. I said, well, it's like letting management be chairman of our union.
Now,
and I didn't know when Mr. Stevens took over. I didn't know about that.
And this Stevens wasn't... like the fox in amongst the chickens, and felt he would more...
He was a right man for the job. He was a man that was educated. He was a chartered accountant. He knew what he was doing.
Now, you were involved in raising funds, were you? How would you try and raise funds?
Well, no, only in that case, that dance, that's it. I didn't do any more after that, because I was too busy keeping my job. If I'd got this job, and the jobs were very hard to get.
What about after you left your work, when you retired? Did you do any fundraising then?
Well, I went to meetings, that's about all. And
so you were more interested in the welfare side?
Yes, and...
visiting?
When we had the bazaar, we'd go and help with that, and them stands and all like that. They used to have bazaars and that at showgrounds.
Now, you've
most of the fundraising was done by Friends of Blesma.
Now, we're talking now in October 1989.
Mm.
You've just moved, just last week, I think, into the home in Blackpool.
Yes.
How did you come to get the place here?
Well, it was, I don't know who started it, but this old house was up for sale and it was going to... And it was bought by Blesma.
I mean, how did you come to get the place? I mean...
Oh, to live here?
That's right.
Oh, well, I came for holiday last year, first time. Blesma men could come here for holiday, free of charge for a month. If you get attendance allowance. Well, I've been working from that, and I had to pay when I came because I don't have attendance allowance. I never wanted it. I'd work. I was working. I never applied for it. We'd help to get other fellas in. And I never got it. And then I found out when I came here for holiday, instead of giving a free holiday for a month, I have to pay £90 a week. And that. Anyway, I enjoyed it and I didn't mind. And that. And fellas here that kept saying, why are you paying? We younger fellas than me didn't pay. I said, because I found out later, because I didn't get attendance allowance. And it automatically sent. Anyway, the doctor came to see me. They applied to Minister of Pension to see why I couldn't have this money paid for, by them. So two doctors come to see me and give me an exam, and one that's seen me two or three times. And he said to me, he said, "Do you know what your problem is, Mr. Towers?" I said, "No." He said, "You're too damned independent." I said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know it was." He says, "You are. You've got nothing that you should have been entitled to." And that. And eventually, my wife died 2 years ago, and I'm living on my own. And it was getting hard work. When the maid dyslexic, I could hardly walk, and I couldn't do my shopping or depend on other people. And that's when I said, "I'd come in this home. When I lose my independence, I'm coming to live here." And that. So I applied to come here. And my sons, both my sons, I wouldn't go live with them. I'd go for a holiday with them for 3 weeks, but not to stay for good, because we're friends and pals. But if we lived together, wouldn't we? And we went. They've been here to see me and all that. I think it's a marvellous place. I think it is. Because if you're poorly, they're set about you. Two and a half years ago, my waterworks seized up. They rushed me into the infirmary in Leeds. And demand going on. I went to the infirmary, and it took over a week. I was in there in agony till midnight, and then they put a tube in and took it out. And there was a week on there. Here it happened to me last Monday. Waterworks seized up, and I was sat on this toilet from breakfast time till dinner time, and Sister Benedict came up to see what was wrong. And she came, I said, "Can you come in here?" He says, "Oh," I said, "my waterworks, I've just found out my waterworks is seized up, but I've been trying and the back passage was going, you know." Anyway, she said, "Oh, you are silly. Why didn't you ring, pull the string and let me know you could have treated?" She went down, come with a cup, something. She says, "Drink that." She says, "It's horrible to drink, but drink it. It will do you good." Did me good. And she has me back to normal in under 2 days. And in general infirmaries, over a week. So that's one of the beauties here.
So the medical treatment's good?
Very good here.
What about any other advantages?
Oh, yes, your freedom. You aren't tied to... you can go out and stop out all day if you want. But fry, if you aren't coming in there, I like it to say. Okay? And when last time I was here, there was another couple that got married in here. Old couple, and we had a trip proud of us. We used to go in the bar and have a drink at night, and when they close at night, go to their flat, or my flat, we had a bottle of brandy and a bottle of whiskey and sit and have a drink, and a right chin wag, till 12, and then walk home to his own flat. Nobody bothers,
so
you don't make a noise.
You're allowed to socialise as you like here?
Yes, yes, it's home from home.
Do you get on well with the other residents, far? I mean...
You've got some awkward ones. You can't go. You couldn't be without a few awkward ones.
Do you think it's less lonely than it would be?
Definitely.
Yeah, your old home.
When I was at home, I used to go home after dinner, at dinner time, wash my pots. My son would come and have a talk. If I wanted to go shopping, take me shopping, and that, and then go back, close that door. Nobody see. Won't hear a soul the next day. But here is somebody with you all right. No need to go to bed till 12. You've done. Music, you've everything.
How do you feel overall you've been treated since you lost your leg? I mean, from right then to now, what do you feel about the way you've been treated by your country, if you see what I mean?
Well, I think up to pension wise was very bad. They robbed you, and I could go and tell you about. I was a member of the Conservative Club at Kirk's, Earls, and there was a rep there from somewhere, a nice fella, and he used to come in. Go and talk with me. Will they play with me tonight? Well, I said, yes, snooker. And we got right pally. And he came one night and saw me. He came up, "Good evening. Can you come over here with us?" He said, "I want you to meet somebody." I said, "Yes." I come over, went over, and he introduced me to his brother-in-law. Laughable, is it? Tried to shook hands, and we had a drink together and sat. And we're talking. I thought, by God, this fella's asked something about amputations and legs and pension and that. So we're talking, and we got on town, and then I told him about this here, going to this doctor here for the measurement. then to another dot, and then getting a letter to say it's now no further correspondence is now closed. He says, Bill, have you got that letter? I said, no, burnt it in disgust. Oh, he said, I wish I'd had it. I says, why? It was my signature it was on. Oh, wasn't that a coincidence? And he said, I had to do it, not because I wanted, I had to do it.
Why did he have to do it?
Because they were cutting down pension, cutting you down, and that. And that's, he said, it was that, he wasn't the only one, there was a lot. We couldn't do all about it.
So you felt your country treated you bad about the pension?
Oh, the pension.
What about other things? How about housing, work, things like
well,
that?
Well, housing, I didn't do bad. Got a house, I wasn't bad in getting a house. I got a corporation when they built some, and that, and I didn't do bad. Because the district where I was working, I detested it. I would never have bought a house there.
Do you think you had the sort of life that you deserved after what you'd given up?
Yes, I think, yes, generally, we didn't have our exception. I enjoyed life after that. With another couple, we went about, my wife's friend, they had a public house in Leeds, their own private pub, and that, and a sister's at pubs, and we went from one to the other, you know, and we just have some real good times. And go out, we always went on holidays together and that.
Now, in 1917, when you were wounded and you first found you'd lost your leg, you wished you were dead.
Dead,
didn't you? How do you feel about that now?
Oh, no, I don't want to die now. I'm happy. I've enjoyed life since. I've enjoyed helping others and all. I'd do anything to help us, to help anybody else. It's been my life, that's that, I think.
Thank you very much.